This is Weekend Edition. I'm Scott Simon. The United Nations Conference on Population and Development opens in Cairo on Monday, a two-week discussion among world leaders on how best to address world population growth. In developing countries, birth control is often a sensitive issue. Over the past 20 years, in Brazil, for example, birth rates have fallen by half. That's the biggest decline in Latin America. But this rapid decline has sparked a national debate on the role of female sterilization in bringing down birth rates. Brazilian feminists say that too many women turn to sterilization, and they blame the government for failing to provide family planning services. Producer Cecilia Weissman and Nancy Postero prepared this report, narrated by Cecilia Weissman.
In the northeastern corner of Brazil, a row of red mud shacks is crammed into an alleyway between two city blocks. This is where the seven sisters of the De Souza family live with their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Skinny and stunted by malnutrition, the De Souza children run around the neighborhood water pump. Ana Lucia De Souza, who at 48 years old is the oldest member of the family, cranks the hand pump to collect water. Her long black curly hair is graying around the temples. Like most poor Brazilian women her age, she spent most of her life having children.
I had 21 children, two children a year. One child would have its first birth in August. Then in September, another would be born.
Shading her eyes from the midday sun, Ana Lucia says one of her sisters had 11 kids. One of them had 19, and another...
I don't even know how many she has.
What's made her life especially hard, Ana Lucia says, is the fact that she's done most of the child-rearing on her own. She's separated from her husband, and as is typical in the shanties of Brazil, none of her sisters or daughters have husbands living with them to help raise the children.
It's we mothers that feel all the suffering, because all the problems fall on our shoulders. Today, men only want to make children and don't want to know anything about them once they are in the world.
In Ana Lucia's generation, being poor meant most children died before their first birthday.
Five of my children lived and 16 died. Those that died, it's the biggest miracle God gave me. Because what would I have done with that mob of children running around? With things as bad as they are, and no way to send the children to school.
But now even the poor have some access to modern medicine, and more babies survive. So Ana Lucia says the arrival of contraceptives in the 1970s was a miracle. Her daughter's generation wouldn't have to rely on the will of God to keep family sizes manageable.
Okay, wash. Que nós mulheres só devíamos, a gente, a lei era ter dois filhos e pronto.
I think that all women should only have two children each. That's it. I see people with money. They only want to have one or two children. Why should we, the poor, have 20 or 21 like I did?
Over the last 25 years, more and more Brazilian women have started to think this way as the country has become increasingly urbanized. Worldwide, lower birth rates often go along with urbanization. And in Brazil, 8 out of 10 people now live in cities where it's hard to have a big family. TV has sold the idea of a small family, too. The problem is that even in cities, most Brazilian women don't have access to modern birth control methods offered by family planning organizations like this one.
We have a mini stock room down here, so...
Okay. Those are...
Condoms.
Condoms. Those are the copper teeth. Okay, they come here. This is the best quality of contraceptive you can get in the world.
Dr. José G. Gorgias heads a family planning organization supported by the U.S. Agency for International Development. He says the efforts of private agencies like his haven't made much of a difference because they only reach a small number of women. And family planning is not part of Brazil's national health care system. The reason for that is primarily the influence of the Catholic Church, which has staunchly opposed birth control. In fact, promoting contraceptives was illegal in Brazil until 1974, and abortion still is. In 1980, Congress did pass a law calling for the Public Health Service to offer contraception, but Dr. Gicoji says it hasn't been implemented.
Who is doing birth control in this country? Is it the government? No. They say, no, we don't want birth control. When you talk about family planning, there is birth control, they go crazy. But in this country, there is birth control. And birth control is done by the women. They are the ones doing birth control.
And since most women can't afford private doctors and can't get contraceptives from the public health service, they have to fend for themselves in the marketplace. Most of them start with the pill. One-fourth of Brazilian women with partners use birth control pills, and the vast majority buy them at corner drugstores without a prescription. A drugstore employee lays out 5 brands of pills on the counter. Even though the law requires it, you don't need to see a doctor or show a prescription to buy them. The hormones in oral contraceptives can cause side effects, and many women you talk to in Brazil have either heard disturbing stories about the pill or have their own.
I felt agitated. I got headaches, and I was so frantic. I got really fat and bloated.
I got weak, and I was really anxious. I couldn't eat. I got all swollen.
Typically, many of these side effects go away after a few months. But since most women aren't under a doctor's care, they become alarmed and sometimes just stop using birth control pills. Others take them, but don't always use them right. And so, the pill doesn't always work. One result. It's estimated that every year, 1.5 million women in Brazil risk their lives to terminate pregnancies. At the state-run Balbina Maternity Hospital in Salvador, Bahia, a third of the beds are occupied with women who've come here to get treated after self-induced abortions. Eli Silva Rey Silva has 2 children. She sits on the edge of a steel bed frame. A frayed cotton hospital gown barely covers her fragile shoulders. To avoid pregnancy, Eli Silva was using a hormonal contraceptive but stopped because the side effects were so bad. So she got pregnant, became desperate, and ended up at a pharmacy where she bought Cytotec, an ulcer drug that induces uterine bleeding, which has become widely used for abortions in Brazil.
I took it at 7 last night. At midnight, I started losing blood. I felt terrible pain and dizziness. I almost died from bleeding.
Given the limited options, women often turn to the only safe and permanent method they can find, sterilization. Worldwide, sterilization is the most popular contraceptive method. But in Brazil, nearly 3 out of 10 women are sterilized, which is 3 times the rate in most developed countries. In this working-class neighborhood, in Brazil's impoverished northeast, many women you talk to have either already had their tubes tied or are searching for ways to get it done. Up a steep dirt path, Graça Silva stands in the doorway of her wooden house, watching her 3 small sons spin tops on the muddy street with neighborhood kids. Graça got her sterilization 7 years ago when she was 26 years old. Her husband wanted a daughter, but she made the decision to get her tubes tied anyway. As is typical in Brazil, where machismo is strong, birth control was her responsibility. Men account for only a fraction of all birth control users. 2.5% use condoms, and even fewer get vasectomies.
One day, when I was 9 months pregnant, we needed water, and I had to carry a huge canister uphill. My husband just sat there while everyone watched. How can a woman keep having children with a man like that? There is no way.
Se não fosse minha mãe e minhas irmãs que viessem me ajudar a fazer as coisas aqui, ele não fazia nada.
If not for my brothers and sisters and my mother helping here, I'd be all alone. So why have more children? To suffer? For the children to suffer? That's why I got sterilized.
But for poor women, getting the operation isn't simple. Sterilizations are not supposed to be performed at public hospitals. So to get a sterilization, women have to pay doctors under the table. It's an open secret that doctors in the public health system commonly supplement their incomes this way. Cesarean sections are often scheduled so that women can get sterilized at the same time. As a result, Brazil has the highest C-section rate in the world. Doctors usually charge $100 for a sterilization, but for women who can't come up with the money, one way to get the operation is by selling their votes. That's how Graça did it. She went to the public hospital to see Federico Teixeira, known as Dr. Freddy, who was running for local alderman.
I said to him, I came here, Dr. Freddy. I heard you were giving out a sterilization, and I want to have one, too.
Dr. Freddy says he's helped thousands of women get sterilized at the hospital where he works. It's part of what he calls his charity work.
Imagine if someone comes to your house with 10 children and asks you, please, for the love of God, can you give me a sterilization? Are you going to turn them away? Huh? Any one of us would help if we could. And many times I did. But I never did it in exchange for a vote. Because buying votes is not part of my vocabulary.
Porque isso não faz parte do meu dicionário.
Ele perguntou assim, quantas pessoas tem a sua casa que vota?
He said, how many people vote in your house? I said, 5. He said, you tell them to vote for me and then see if you can arrange for more people to vote for me too. I didn't campaign, but I did tell my mother and sister, and they said they would vote for him. They thought it was fair. He gave me the sterilization.
So, acharam justo, né? Ele tinha feito ligação.
For Graça, sterilization was the one way she could assert some control over her life. She doesn't regret it at all, but some women do.
Por falta de informação, né? A gente às vezes faz até uma loucura, como eu fiz, né?
Because of the lack of information, people can do something as crazy as what I did. I got sterilized when I was 22 years old. It was madness.
Alicia da Silva Gloria is now 28. She's divorced from her first husband and recently remarried to a man who has no children of his own and desperately wants some. So she came to this infertility clinic in the south of Brazil in hopes of having her sterilization surgically reversed. No one really knows how many Brazilian women regret their sterilizations, but doctors at this clinic say that in the last 10 years, the number of women seeking reversals has gone up 5 times. Even though Alicia knows the surgery is only successful in 25% of the cases, she says she hopes she can have just one more baby.
I'm feeling depressed. I got sterilized because of what other people thought. They all said, you have enough children. You should stop this. But no one understood that I might want to have more children.
She has a whole life in front of her. And she has taken these decisions many times out of despair, not out of choice.
Brazilian sociologist Jacqueline Pitangui is part of a group of feminist activists who say Brazil's sterilization rate is unnecessarily high. This criticism is one that feminists in Brazil have been making for years. They've turned the issue into a national debate in newspapers, on TV, and in Congress.
It is very important to understand that in Brazil, women have turned to sterilization in great part, in large part, because the public service has failed to offer them access to other contraceptive means and to safe abortion.
Pitangui acknowledges that sterilization is a popular contraceptive method around the world, and it should, she says, be available to all Brazilian women, but not as a desperate choice. As a result of feminist lobbying, 2 years ago, Congress held hearings on sterilization. Now Congress is considering a law to regulate sterilization. It would require informed consent and set an age limit. Feminists are also pushing to legalize abortion, but that's not likely to happen given the strength of the Catholic Church. In the meantime, says Jacqueline Pitangui, until family planning services become a national priority, women in Brazil will continue to make difficult choices among limited options.
It is naive to believed that this is something that would be resolved in one or two generations. But I think we are trying to. At least we are naming the problem, we're facing the problem, and we are struggling.
With Nancy Postero, I'm Cecilia Weissman.